new era. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the death of Queen Elizabeth II, her son King Charles III formally proclaimed Britain's monarch Saturday. Meanwhile, Prince William and Prince Harry coming together, greeting crowds at Windsor Castle. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from outside Buckingham Palace in London.
For the first time in a very long time, we saw Prince William, his wife Kate, Prince Harry, his wife Meghan, together again. They paused to look at the flowers left in front of the castle, and then all four worked the crowd for a long time, shaking hands, exchanging greetings, accepting flowers. For the moment, at least, any tensions between the two branches of the royal family, well, they were set aside.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will both address the 21-year anniversary of 9/11 Sunday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
President Biden is scheduled to speak during a wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon, while Vice President Kamala Harris will be in New York City for a ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial. Nearly 3,000 people died in the coordinated terror attacks at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
On Saturday, Vice President Harris touting the Inflation Reduction Act's aim to reduce prescription drug prices at the 2022 DNC summer meeting at National Harbor, Maryland.
Because of us, Democrats, Medicare now has the power to negotiate drug prices on behalf of 60 million Americans. Because we don't put profits before people.
Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will make the inflation crisis even worse. Cleotha Henderson, the suspect in the murder of Memphis teacher Eliza Fletcher, has been indicted on rape and kidnapping charges in connection with a second sexual assault, according to court documents. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Border Patrol continues to be overwhelmed with the surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin has the latest from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The epicenter of this border crisis, like clockwork every day at sunrise, we get these large single groups who come across, most of them from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. In Normandy, a little town just outside of Eagle Pass, a bigger group of up to 400 migrants who came across all at the same time, predominantly single adults from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, those countries not subject to Title 42. So most of these people will be released into the United States. Also here in Eagle Pass, Border Patrol here in the Del Rio sector using their boats to save five migrants who are really struggling in the swollen river here after days of rain.
A grade school teacher facing numerous sex crime charges. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
A former Tennessee school teacher has been formally charged with committing multiple sex crimes with her students. Taylor Cruz taught fifth grade at the John Coleman Elementary School in Rutherford County. She was suspended without pay last May and resigned after being accused of explicit communications and sexual contact with students. Among the 19 charges she's facing are three counts of child rape and one count of sexual battery by an authority figure. Cruz's bond is set at $100,000. A plea hearing is set for later this month.
Sunday is the 21st anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Megan McDowell tells Fox and Friends about the charity that she has since started called Heartworks.
When something is happening tragic in our town or in our community, we can show up with checks, with getting them a cleaning service. We can help them get rides into Sloan Kettering for cancer treatment, pay for the tolls, pay for the parking. All the small things that actually add up when somebody is really, really struggling.
McDowell lost her brother-in-law in the September 11th attacks. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.